Hello.
Thanks for doing this for me.
You're welcome.
Okay. Please tell me, what information do you have with regard to an event that might happen or trigger off an earthquake in Baja California?
Is this going to be recorded for me?
Yeah, but don't worry, we're going to change your voice.
Oh, that's good. Cool. All right, so what happened is that I was hit with a phone, right? And then the earthquake happened, and then I started panicking, and then and then I met you on Tuesday.
Yes.
And then you told me about this thing, about the earthquake that's going to be causing me, it's going to sink all of us in a limb mode. And then the next day, I met a friend, and she told me that an uncle of hers had gone to a conference. This conference was hosted by two people who were from the Heart Project, who came down and passed out as psychic people. I don't know how you say psychicos in English for specific.
Yes, psychic is all right, yes.
And what happened was that they told the people in this conference, they didn't make any propaganda of this thing. They didn't make it public, so it was like, who attended to it, and those who knew were really lucky. And her uncle came down, and they told everyone in the family that there was going to be a tsunami in 2 days from Wednesday.
The 7th of April.
Yeah, they didn't set the time, but it was going to happen in 2 days. They didn't know it was going to mean happen on Thursday or Friday. And nothing happened. But they said the big one was going to happen in May. In May, they didn't say a specific date. It was going to happen in the next month. And that's going to be the one that's going to devour all of Ensenada with the tsunami and with the make almost everything go down. We're all going to go and be drowned, and there will be more deaths. So that what I think was going to happen was go there because what we have here is known as the harbor, and it's an international harbor, right?
Right.
And we make a lot of money with that thing, and we make the economy effective, so maybe the United States was going to become owner of that thing, I don't know. What do they want with us? What do they want to join us for? And that's all that happened. I mean, we were calling, we were just trying to talk with our friends, and it was Wednesday. It was a very hot day, and by night, it was starting to blow wind a little hard. So they came for us, and my friend's sister said that she had good news. They said that the Heart Project was canceled, but the thing that was going to happen was that they were going to do it by distracting us from knowing the truth with celebrities, you know, because of Ricky Martin being gay and all that, and this one thing about another girl, but I didn't get that much information on that. I don't understand.
Well, Sandra Bullock right now there was a conspiracy to kill her that was announced yesterday, and also Ricky Martin put out his nude video on YouTube now. So yeah, there is a media distraction to disvirtue or to obviously distract the public opinion from other events.
Okay. And during that time, they were going to destroy the project, but they said that the news had told them was that the project was canceled as soon as everyone started, questioning themselves. They were starting to become aware, and I don't know which government was it. It was either the United Nations or the Israeli government that came to an agreement with the United States. They shook hands, and they canceled the project because they didn't know the things that were going to happen, it was going to backfire, supposedly, and it was going to cause a lot of destruction, not just in one place, but in the entire world. It was going to affect everybody. And so, it was canceled. But however, this news was supposed to be told on Tuesday at night, the day we met at the cafe.
Yes.
And she was told the next day, Wednesday, in the morning, So I don't know if this is really reliable, because why would they be panicking and then be told that the news from the day before the thing had happened was just this Commerce Hotel or something?
Probably. Or maybe they just changed the time frame.
Well, that's everything I was told about it.
And the people that were at this meeting, who were they?
I don't know. They just...
Not the people from the States, the other people, do you know it? If they work for the Mexican government or something?
I can't tell you that. I don't really know.
Okay, I understand. Do not worry. All right. And I just want to share my gratitude and our support to you from wherever you're calling us, just so you know that we thank you very much for sharing this information with us.
Okay. You're welcome.
Thank you. God bless you. That was an informer that just gave us valuable information with respect to our dear city of Ensenada, Baja California, Mexico, and Baja California, and with regard to information that has been divulged in certain circles, maybe probably higher circles or important circles within Mexico, of impending events that might or might not, we stress, might or might not happen in the month of May 2010. This is Alexander Backman for ConciencyaRadio.com. Over and out.